Then I will go right into the regular meeting. We'll start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, so now we'll open the floor to public comment and we can discuss anything. Yes, John?
I'll go again, just like I've got done saying. Why can't they split the police force from night to day? Split them apart. What's the reason? I mean, why do they have to have two at night?
So we have two at night on Friday and Saturday.
Why? Why can't they work during the week?
Because on Friday and Saturday, that's when most things happen here. So if you look, and I showed this to the board last year, I showed you the call volume on Fridays and Saturdays and throughout the rest of the week. And on Friday and Saturday, there's more. So we put more guys on. We have been trying to work in our existing budget, day shifts. And we get, once in a while, we get some.
I understand the way the budget works, but I also understand they can only work so many hours. Is that correct? A week.
We have budgeted for about 72 hours.
They're not allowed to work so many hours. Like,
well,
they can't. One of his men can't work 100 hours a week.
No. They're part time, so they can't work more than 30 hours.
The state says that.
Yeah. That's the definition of part time.
So, they can only work so many hours.
Yeah.
So the smart thing to do, to me, the most important part of your whole family, your kids.
I agree, John.
And nobody's on duty during the day. I don't understand it. I mean, is it again because they have a daytime job and nobody's available to work days? Is that the reason?
No, I don't think that's the reason, John.
Well, I think everybody would like to see somebody split them up daytime.
I don't want to see them split, so don't say everyone.
You just got hit by a bicycle. You want somebody up there today?
I want both daytime hours.
That's not cross check. That's.
But you know, they should have somebody during the day.
Okay. Anybody else? Yes, Laura.
I forgot one thing. In the budget, did you put any money for the bicentennial committee?
There's money in. Yes. Yes.
There is.
I know there's beautification. Is that both?
No. So we added. Line 7550.4. It's celebrations.
Oh, it's under celebrations.
Yeah. So okay. We added $1,000 for the bicentennial.
Okay.
That went from 1,200 to 2,200.
All right. Okay, Sue.
Just for the record, not everyone in this room wants to see the police hours split. He's directing this to the board. I am certainly aware of the need to have two law enforcement on during our busiest and most crime-laden hours. I'm requesting, in addition, to have daytime patrol. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Let's see. Oh, John. Sorry.
I was just wondering what you guys are planning for the summer, because living across the street from the park, I see over the years you guys have a lot of these community activities that we're going to do a lot more, especially with that awesome gazebo. I think it's a great idea having those bands, you know, once a week, things like that. It's always a great community builder, it seems. People come out, listen to it. One of the ideas I was like thinking is even during the summer, like even having a community park movie night. You know, you put up a big sheet screen and a projector similar to that. You know, you throw on a movie and everyone sits around with a bucket of popcorn and, you know, memes and watching a movie or an old time movie or something like that. I always thought that would be a neat idea to do in the park.
Sounds good. Yeah.
You're nominated.
All right, so to approve the minutes for the March board meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy, second by Randy. Any questions on the March monthly meeting minutes?
Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to accept the minutes from the special meeting on held March 20th.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy. Oh, you can still second.
I'll second.
Okay. Second by David.
Everybody was there. It was the election night.
Yeah, it was election night.
Oh, okay. That was, all right.
Yeah. So you have the minutes in front of you there, too. So, any questions on those minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report for March 31.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Questions? In a second.
Second by David. Questions on the budget or on the treasurer's report?
So I know that we have a resolution later to deal with 3120.2. The negative there, but there's also two other lines, 5110.4 and 5142.1 that we need to, they're overdrawn, and I assume 5142 is done for the year since it's snow removal.
Hopefully. Snowed yesterday.
That's a bad assumption.
Let's see here. Just those two, right?
Those two.
Okay. I'll take it. I'll handle that. I got that. I'll take it out of the equipment fund. Right. Any other questions on the treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Correspondence, none. Reports, Highway Department.
I've sent an email through Missy to the highway people. It's in regards to setting up arrangements for touring the village for these upcoming street repairs and what areas need to be brought to attention for the CHIP funding. The other thing is, there was two other things Bob brought to my attention about the annual sweepers coming in. Apparently the baseball inauguration is early this year. So I've asked Jay and Pete to look at that. Also the schedule and look at the pumping out of all the catch basins, and also doing an inventory and looking at which ones need to be repaired.
Water.
That's all I have.
Yep. Water Department.
We're in the process of getting a bid package for the valve replacement. Valves being replaced in the village for a water system, which we're going to be using that grant we popped out from Senator Marchione. They marked out the valves that we plan on replacing, And I believe next month we should have the bid package to go out, like you said.
Yeah, bid package should go out next month with award at the end of May.
So we're in the process of handling that. They ran all the routine samples. Two coliform tests were tested, and they were both negative. We have to run our nitrate test twice a year, and the first test came back with acceptable limits. Everybody has, I hope, got their water bill and their water quality report for 2017. Through the hard work of Missy and Jay and all of us, we got it out in the mailing. It was, we thought we were going to have to wait for the state with their new forms, but we didn't, and so we kind of handled it to save us some expenses. We're looking to put updated flow meters on both pumps, in both pump houses, to accurately record the water usage at a given point every day, so we can accurately know how much water we use. I'm in the process of trying to figure out if it can be done, so I'm working on that. So when I get some more information, I'll bring it to the board. Mm-hmm. It's about, we've been using last month on the average of 104,000 gallons a day, okay, which is up a little bit. So we want to get a more accurate reading, so that's why we're looking to do that, okay. And again, the water source protection plan, we were supposed to go over tonight, but Stephen Hinckley couldn't make it, so we're going to go over it next month.
Yeah, we'll do that next month.
But that's all I have. Thanks for everything.
Police Department.
Officer Jones filed a written report for March. During the month, there were 6 arrests made, 21 incidents logged, and 88 traffic tickets issued. 22 of those tickets were for speeding, including 4 that exceeded 20 miles over the speed limit. The average speed over the speed limit for a ticket was 15.9 miles per hour. 10 tickets were written for operating a motor vehicle with while using an electronic device or using a mobile phone. 6 tickets were for running a stop sign or a red light. 6 tickets were for driving without a license or a suspended license, and 3 were for seatbelt and related violations. We had 1 impaired driving arrest. There were also a number of domestic incidents throughout the month, and assists for other departments and EMS. And the details are in the written report. Unit 602, the 2016 Ford Interceptor Explorer utility, has 21,100 miles on it. Unit 603, the 2011 Ford Crown Victoria, has 45,300 miles on it and had some minor repairs done this month. There's one incident of note that I want to describe in more detail. On the evening of March 23rd, it's a Friday night, a young man was arrested for criminal possession of a controlled substance in the 7th degree after a traffic stop. The perpetrator was a passenger in a vehicle that was stopped for failing to stop at a stop sign in Malden Street. Upon further investigation, a perpetrator was found to be in possession of concentrated cannabis. It's a potent form of marijuana, becoming more common in recent years as one of the more common ways to use this form of the drug is through an e-cigarette or other kind of vaporizer, which offers an instant high. And the driver actually was also in possession of marijuana and was ticketed as well. I want to remind residents and everyone else that April is National Distracted Driver Awareness Month. The department is currently participating in that nationwide enforcement campaign that's been endorsed by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee and funded through a small grant from the state. So there will be additional traffic safety mobilizations during the April 12th, tomorrow, through 16th period in concordance with the date set by the Safety Committee. Given the more than 17,000 vehicles that pass through the village each day, I think this is a valuable effort. I also want to point out that April 26th is Operation Safe Stop Education and Enforcement Day. This is a day dedicated to school bus safety and recognizing the importance of actually following that sign that says stop when you see it. Finally, April 23rd through the 27th is the No Empty Chair Teen Initiative, focused on teen drivers and driver safety. And finally, I have some personnel news to report. As most of you know, Officer Bilardo became the chief of the Skodak Police Department last year, and his duties as chief preclude him from working patrol shifts for the village. And as a result, he will be leaving the force. So first, I want to thank Officer Bilardo for his service to our community and wish him continued success as the chief of the Skodak Police Department. Second, to replace Officer Bilardo, we've interviewed a candidate, John Jures, Jures Jr., who some of you may know. He is a native village resident who was born and raised right on Westbrook Drive. He's had a long and decorated career in law enforcement. In 1989, he graduated from the New York State Commission of Corrections Basic Correctional Officer Academy. He then served for almost 11 years as a correctional and senior transport officer with the Rensselaer County Sheriff Department. In 2000, Mr. Jures completed the Zone 5 Law Enforcement Academy for Police Basics. From there, he went on to serve for 12 years as an officer in the North Greenbush Police Department. In 2012, he went on to work as a criminal investigator in the New York State Attorney General's Medicaid Fraud Investigation Unit. And finally, since 2014, he's worked as a criminal investigator for the New York State Investigator General Office. So in this position, this final position in the IG's office, he's involved in conducting criminal investigations concerning allegations of corruption, fraud, criminal activity, conflicts of interest or abuse in executive branch agencies, departments, divisions, officers, boards, and other sorts of commissions, public authorities, public benefit corporations, and, if I understand it correctly, boards of local governments like ours. So I guess we'll have to be more careful. Finally, John is also a certified field training officer, general topics police instructor, police firearms and patrol rifle instructor. And later in the agenda, there's a resolution to bring John onto the force. And he's with us today in the back row, so if anyone has questions for him, I'm sure he'd be happy to entertain those. And that's all.
Okay. Thank you. Assessor.
No report.
Okay, I just want to stay at... I do want to mention everybody should have got their letter from the county. That was a letter we talked about last month indicating that your assessment that you receive, the assessment that you have for the town for this year will be the assessment that we base the village tax on next year. So we'll be using the town's assessment roll for village taxes next year. So.
Is that the same number that they use for our January county taxes?
Yes. So the way this works is the towns are now taking over all the assessment roll. So they're in the process of finalizing their rolls. Grievance day will be the third Thursday in May. And when their roll is final in July, the first one that will use those new numbers is the school districts. The second one that will use those new numbers in January will be the towns and the county. And then the village will use those same numbers next June, and we will be the last to use those numbers while they formulate their new set of assessments for the next year. So that's the way this is going to work. So I just want to make sure folks are aware of that, because as I said last year, if there's a discrepancy between what your full market value is in the village versus your full market value in the town, there could be a discrepancy in your tax, but it's got to do with the assessment. So you would need to reconcile that out, because if you don't reconcile it next year and you get a bill next year in June and you're not happy with it, it will be too late to rectify that for the following June, because that roll will already be finalized. Grievance day will have gone by again. So I know most of you that are sitting here have heard this a few times, so I'm sure you're all right on top of it, but hey, tell your neighbors, you know. So
when does the town roll come tentative role?
The tentative role for the town comes out, I think, May 1st.
But we can call them and see what their assessment is?
Yes. Or you can go over there and look at it.
But it shouldn't change because they didn't reassess anything, right?
Right. So, your assessment, when you look at got your bill in January, it tells you what your assessment is. That's, unless you did an improvement and or you got a letter stating that your assessment was increased because you made an improvement on your property or something, it will be that same number next year. So, but I'm just saying, take a look at what market value is, because that's where it comes into play. All right, attorney Dave Gruenberg.
Nothing right now.
Okay. Trustees, Dave Scotia.
Hey, I want to congratulate Charlie and Guy again, and Lori as well. I want to thank you for running. We appreciate, anybody who runs. It's definitely an effort, so it's greatly appreciated. And, we would like more people to be involved in the community as well as, any type of assistance with this government as well. So I want to thank everybody who is involved, and I know you spend a lot of time and effort, and your efforts are appreciated, all of you. And John Juris, welcome back to the community. Excellent. And is he hired?
We're doing the resolution.
Okay. Fantastic. Welcome back.
Charlie.
I didn't get a chance to go on the website. I sent some information to Missy from Urswama. It's in regards to the household hazardous waste. This year it's being held in Steventown. It's towards the end of this month, and I would suggest that if anybody has anything that they register, which is on a Saturday, I think it might be the last Saturday, but I would suggest anybody who has any material that they want to get rid of, they need to register comfortably by the Wednesday before. Also, there's a new provider for disposal of electronics. I gave all that information to Missy also. Everything is broken down by light bulbs. That's how this guy is operating. So I hope it's on the website. Sometime in June, we have the village cleanup day, Missy, I think.
It's usually the third Saturday.
16th.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
And I'm not sure if, I know years ago, people got together on a Saturday to walk around the village for cleanup.
Yep.
Is that still going on?
Just about to make the report.
Oh, all right. Yep. Well, I'm not going to steal your thunder then. That's okay. I'm all done. Thank you.
Guy?
So, that great segue, pickup litter day. So, our annual pickup litter in the Village of Nassau Day is set for Saturday, April 21st, at 9 a.m. right here at Village Hall. We'll meet, we'll organize into teams, and we'll, pick the streets that are sides of the road that you want to pick up on. It's a great way for folks to show pride in the community by deliberately acting to clean it up. So we just asked that participants bring their own reflective kind of gear. I have a couple of vests myself, but bring your own gloves and any other tools you might think are helpful. Small rakes can be helpful, especially along the side, Route 20 up towards the Pine Tree and along the east side of Route 203. Also, April 21st is Jerry Orr Day, in remembrance of one of our devoted, beloved, longtime community servants. In Jerry's memory, please also consider planting a tree or other suitable horticultural item. Residents might also consider visiting the tree that we planted in Jerry's honor down at Ben Stanley Park, right here on the corner, Conemaugh and Mulvey. On April 2nd, as part of Public Health Week, I attended a talk by Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple, and the talk centered around the efforts that he and his agency have led to combat the opioid crisis at their county jail And basically, what, you know, he described the sort of thing that happens is someone is, you know, has a substance abuse problem with opioids. They end up in jail for a while. They can't get the opioids in jail. Their tolerance goes down. The day they get out of jail, they end up using the same amount they used before, and they die. They overdose and they die. So, you know, and then that's just regular old heroin or other sorts of opioids. But then, you know, we have to worry about fentanyl and carfentanil, which are much more powerful and very easy to overdose with, no matter who you are and how much you do. But in any case, you know, Sheriff Apple described some of the programs that they run at the jail to try to get the inmates off these drugs and break that cycle of recidivism to death. You know, they actually have a rehab unit right in the jail. But the important part here, though, in the end, Sheriff Apple made a statement that I've also made recently several times in this, on this dais as well as in other venues, is that law enforcement only has limited tools with which to deal with this crisis. And for the most part, those tools aren't very effective, as Sheriff Apple described. And so I think that this board and our community in general need to think hard about other solutions to deal with this crisis. We've had in the village at least one overdose this year, in the village, a fatal overdose. We've had in the past. A friend of mine just a couple of weeks ago who lives right outside the village overdosed. It happens to everyone, and you know, we just need to figure out a way to get people to either not start using these drugs at all, or to get them off the drugs to break this cycle. The police are sort of the last resort, and you know, they end up dealing with issues that maybe we could have prevented from the beginning. So I think we need to put some effort into that, and I'd be happy to work with anybody to work on this issue. There's a lot of different ways to approach it, but I just put out the call. I'm willing to work with anybody. All right. And just the last thing is that in a couple weeks, the NICOM conference, annual meeting and municipal training conference, is up in Saratoga, and I'll be attending. Bob's attending too. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been there for a couple years, so I think it'll be a good refresher, and hopefully we'll learn some new things too. Thanks.
Randy?
I just personally want to thank Pete and Jay. It's been a tough winter for them, okay? While we're sleeping in bed, they're out plowing the snow, salt on the roads. So when we get up out of bed, the roads are clear and we get to work where we have to go. Next time you see him, maybe you can thank him or say, geez, thanks for your hard work during this past winter, because it was a little tough. And don't be harsh to judge him. I mean, I see so many people bashing him. Hey, they're doing this, doing that. We got two guys for our community. They do their best, okay? They may not always do what you want them to do, but there's certain things they have to do that may not get done that you want them to do right away, because there's more important things going on. Okay, such as a water main leak or a water leak, instead of trimming a tree or cutting the grass. So just be a little thoughtful, okay? Put yourself in their shoes, but next time you see them, you know, give them a thank you. I do it every time I talk to them, I thank you for their hard work. And they do work hard, okay? No matter, you know, regardless of what some people say, they do work hard, okay? And Charlie and I, in the previous, kind of keep an eye on them and make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. But give them a little handshake or a pat on the back and just thank them. Okay? Thanks.
Okay. So over the last month, I've been working on the budget, of course, but also working with the county to ensure that the transition over to the town assessing system goes as smooth as possible. I don't, of course, expect it to be smooth, because, you know, nothing ever is, but this is as smooth as we can make it, and I do want to point out that this was never a choice by the village to do this. This was a directive from the state that they're getting a new assessing system that's going to be instituted statewide, and this new system will not support villages. So all villages in New York State, after this year, this is the last year, will be assessed by their associate towns in which they reside. So it's not anything that we chose to do. It was mandated upon us to go this route, and we're making the best of it. So I too will be attending the education seminar that NICOM puts on. I've been to a couple of them. They're very informative, and it's nice when they're local and you don't have to travel. So it's right up here in Saratoga, so that's great. That's all I have. Missy?
Yeah, I want to let everybody know the water bills obviously have gone out. If you didn't get yours, let me know and I'll print you a new one. The water quality reports also went out. There's extras right on the counter if you need them. I believe everybody got one of them as well. I have an update on the street sweeping schedule. It's going to be April 18th, 19th, and 20th, so you won't, please don't park on the street on those days. And lastly, April 24th is a special election, and we are polling place this year, and polls open at 6 a.m. tonight. That's it.
Code enforcement?
As we discussed earlier, we did increase the budget for code enforcement. I'm not sure if it's enough, but we'll give it a try and see what we come up with. And have we put anything out there for candidates?
No, nope, but I think we should put together something to put in the paper and advertise and get something out there.
All right, well, that's the newest update on code enforcement. Yeah. That's about it.
Anything on animal control?
No, not on animal control.
All right, community revitalization.
Yes, Lori and I met last week. We spent about 2 hours together. Went over about 6 more questions that we answered. I updated them on the computer. However, there's still another 20 plus hours of work needed to be done on this. We have to take photographs of every building and document up and down Main Street. I do have somebody that I would like to hire for that task, since we do have it in the line item budget. But we will continue to work forward on the application, and after this meeting, Laura, I'd like to set up another meeting with you. That's it.
Village beautification.
I'm here on vacation, lucky man, and I just wanted to tell everybody that in the current issue of the Village Green, the online newspaper, which is now south12123.com, he's listed the 2018 beautification committee events for everybody to see. Although the village-wide yard sale is not technically beautification committee event, it will be taking place from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, June 9th. So if you're planning on selling stuff, consider getting stuff together now. Also, the beautification committee meets from May through October. So in other words, next month we start our meetings again. They'll take place on the third Monday of the month at the Village Hall at 6 p.m. And everybody is invited to come, whether you like to plant flowers or not, or you want to help participate in the chicken barbecue. They're fun meetings, so we encourage everybody to come.
Or come up with other activities.
Or come up with other activities, like a movie.
What was that date again?
The yard sale will be Saturday, June 9th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And the meeting, the beautification meeting?
And then the first meeting will be May, next May. It's the third Monday of the month here at Village Hall. And that meeting starts at 6 o'clock, then it's followed at 7 o'clock by the Bicentennial Committee meeting.
Okay.
So we take you back.
Thank you.
Okay. Youth Committee?
Okay. Actually, I'm going to read from an article that I wrote about the Easter egg hunt in 2018. The temperatures were in the mid-30s, believe it or not, and there was a stiff wind blowing, so I don't even know what the wind chill factor was. But the combined town and village youth committees, in a setting which really looked more like we should have had Santa Claus instead of the Easter Bunny, We held our annual Easter egg hunt, which was Saturday, March 24th. Fred McKeag, who's the chair of the town committee and also the supervisor of the highways, utilized some heavy snow removal equipment, so it's kind of nice to have him around. And he, what he did was he took, like, I don't know, half an acre of land, and he made two giant circles, you know, separated so that the kids could have paths to run around and pick up their eggs. Let me tell you something. The snow there was, in some cases, up to the kids' knees. It was really incredible. Very snowy, very slippery. We had fun with picking up kids there, too. Volunteers scattered approximately 2,000 brightly colored candy-filled eggs. And we had about 60 children and adults who gathered up the eggs and took home lots of candy. And of course, the Easter Bunny was there as well. But I especially want to thank members and friends of both committees who participated in the event. Many thanks to Town Supervisor David Fleming, Village Trustee Guy Forte, Lori Clark, Susan Forte, Fred the Easter Bunny, okay, and myself, for all our dedication and hard work. It's not easy putting on an event like this, but it certainly is a lot of fun. Next year, we'll be back at the Village Commons. We go back and forth every year. And I'm happy to say that Easter is a little bit later next year, so I'm kind of hoping that maybe we won't have, you know, a foot of snow under our feet. Although the way the weather is going lately, who knows, because it snowed yesterday. So. And that's it. Oh, and by the way, if you get a chance to look at the Village newsletter, and see it online in color. It's beautiful. We've got some really beautiful pictures of the events.
Okay, ZBA. So I noticed there's a sign on there, the meeting that was scheduled for tomorrow night has been postponed till, it's going to be April 23rd, which is their regular meeting night, and they will continue with the hearing that they're working on. Planning board has a meeting scheduled for Friday to review an application. So that'll be, what time are they meeting here?
6:30?
Yeah. So meeting here at 6:30.
Yeah.
Water Source Committee will be doing the final review and adoption of the Water Source Committee report and
Steve will present it next
month's meeting, and that will be good. Have that done. Zoning Review Committee. I met with the Zoning Review Committee on April 4th, right? 3rd. 3rd. And somewhere, whatever that Wednesday was. Yeah, we were here a couple hours anyway. We met with Nan Stoltzberg from Planning Better Places and members of the committee. We reviewed a checklist of items that she had for us to look over. She reviewed the master plan and the things that of concern that we had sent over to her, as well as our regular ordinances. And so the process of reviewing those and updating the zoning is officially underway. So I will continue to report on that as we move along. Okay, old business. None on here. Anybody else got anything? All right, new business. Then. Okay. Open the floor for public comment. John.
How you doing? I'd like to thank Charlie for donating his salary to the Village Board. I've never heard of a politician doing that before. To the Resource Center. I'm sure he'll be getting a letter, but the lady's going to be writing it. Is it fair being someplace?
She can't be.
Huh?
She can't be, because I sent her at the post office.
I think that's quite a thing, to donate your salary to, especially a good cause like that. And I want to thank you for that, Charlie, personally.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Also, I have a question. grant money, stuff like that. I understand there's people out there who do that for a living. Is this true? I mean, I heard that.
Write grants? Absolutely.
Yeah. Why don't we have hire somebody?
We do, when on occasion.
I never heard it here, though.
Oh, yeah, we've hired grant writers.
For what?
In the past.
Can you name it?
Well, part of this getting this $150,000 from Senator Mark Jones, we hired Ben Seiden to write that up for us.
I mean, I think that would be the way to go because they do it every day.
I don't disagree.
You know what I mean? I mean, you're going to get the right answers. They must work on a percentage or something, I would think.
There's a knack to writing grants. Mm-hmm. I used to write them for the fire department.
That's where I picked
them. And I never got one. Ever.
Really?
Nope. I wrote 4 years in a row, wrote a grant, never got a nickel. Hired a grant writer, we got everything we asked for the next year.
You think the village was
there,
doing that?
There is.
I did hire one for the office. There's one that's working on an office grant right now.
I'm not talking 30 years. I lived here 70 years.
No, we
just did it recently.
If we identify grant services that are around, it's like I said today, you know, if you've got. If you need expertise in writing a grant, get somebody that does it. Not just, you know.
Right, I mean, you know. There's money for, out there for sidewalks, for roads. And we haven't done this in the past.
Well, we looked at writing a grant also when we did the Albany Avenue Water Project too, but we were above, we didn't qualify.
Right.
But we did look at it to review it. So you know, I mean, it's something that's always, on our mind.
Can we look at that for sidewalk money instead of reaching into this fund and all this stuff? I mean, you're supposed to have all this extra money. So I hear, I don't know. You know, but
don't believe everything you hear. But yeah, I'm not sure if there's any money out there for sidewalks. But you know, when a project comes up, we should look to see if there's grant monies available. I mean, that should be one of the things, first things you do.
I mean, I can't up to Fort Henry, and I can get on that website, and I can look up there, and they're getting $800,000 every year for this and that and everything. $100,000 for sidewalks. You don't need $200,000. They get it for $100,000 for a sidewalk. They get road money. They get everything. You can't believe it. I just don't, they got to be hiring somebody to do this.
Well, yeah. And I mean, you know, some of the funding comes in the form of CHIPS funding like we do get. We've got like $60,000 available in state funding to do sidewalks or roads or whatever.
I mean, maybe there's somebody out there to hire, get more money for the police department. I mean, you know.
The police department gets grants every year, a couple of grants that they pursue grants every year.
But I think that'd be the way to go.
And they're, you know, and I have to say, they're pretty successful on a lot.
I mean, we hired somebody to do the building here.
Mm-hmm.
So we go the right way, so you get the right information.
Right.
And I think that'd be the way to go there. You know. You can't
I agree.
Do everything yourself.
I agree. Yes.
Jennifer Pruden, 31 Elm Street, and in February, the lawsuit that I filed against the village was settled in my favor, and I was awarded from the village $1,480-odd, and I have not heard anything yet from the village, and it's been 2+ months now.
Well, we haven't received anything yet, except for what you gave us last month, which wasn't complete. Because I did read through it and it referred to a list of items that was not attached, so I didn't know what it was. And we have not received anything from the court or anything.
I'll forward it to you. I got something from Bert Moyer.
Okay.
I'll send that along.
All right. So we'll be looking. When we get it, we'll take care of it. Anything else?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Yep. Dave, and Roy, I don't know who can answer this question, but Dave, you want to hire somebody to take pictures of Main Street? Say, is it, you have to take a picture of
every building.
Right, but we have a camera here. I mean, can you just have to take a normal picture?
No, then you got to download them, then you got to label them, then you just, a lot of, you know, it's more than just taking pictures. It's, you know, it's.
Can it, I don't know, can it, Laurie, Dave, can it be done by an average person? Do we really need to hire somebody? That's what
Can hire somebody for $12 an hour to do it, you know, and and get it done, or that's we can get it done, you know, okay. Leisurely.
Because we've been dragging our feet with this revitalization.
Exactly. Okay?
So we need to stop dragging our feet and start walking again.
That's what I'm saying. So if you allow me to utilize the budget that we have available to hire somebody, I will go and I will do it. I will do all of the delegating. I will make sure that every item gets taken care of and make sure it gets submitted. But I can't do all the legwork, and that's what I'm looking for, somebody to do some of the legwork.
Wow. Yeah. We can talk about that after and get that squared away.
I have somebody in mind.
Okay.
I'm just wondering. I mean, I just didn't know I had to be specific.
No, it's time. You know, ask Lori. She knows. It's time consuming. It's
takes time.
Yeah.
Any grant takes time. Yeah. But I just want to say you skipped bicentennial, so can I?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. So our next meeting is April 16th at the bicentennial, and I understand that we have pens for sale. If anybody wants to buy a pen,
yes, we do. I have a lot.
We have pens at the village hall for sale, as well as our beautiful T-shirts and hats. And I know I owe the board my benefits for the corporate sponsorship before it goes out. So I will try to get them to you that this week, where we talked about having the honor. Mm-hmm. Honor the person day for the large donor. So I'll get that list to you, and hopefully we can get the letter out and start receiving donations that'll go into the capital fund.
Okay. All right. Anything else on the public comment? All right. Resolution to approve the 2018-2019 budget as presented. Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by David. Any questions or comments on the budget? Go ahead.
Well, I believe that the budget we've put together is solid. I believe it'll allow us to achieve some of the goals that we set forth without additional tax burden to the property owners in the village. I think that the increased funds for street and sidewalk repairs will increase not only the walkability, safety, and quality of life that our residents enjoy, but it will also add to the attractiveness of the village to new businesses and other types of gainful enterprises. However, given what we heard earlier at the hearing with regard to the desire by residents for additional daytime police patrols, I think that the board should consider devoting additional funds to the police personal service line. At the first budget workshop, I presented a number of alternatives for implementing additional daytime patrols that did not make it into this budget. So I'd like to make that pitch again. I'd like to make the suggestion, I don't know if you want to call the motion. I would like the board to consider adding $4,850 to line 3120.1, Police Personal Services, and that three lines be decreased. Line 6020.4, which is Central Garage, decreased by $1,000, 1920.4, $1,000. Line 1910.4, unallocated insurance, decreased by $2,000.
Say 1910.
1910.4, unallocated insurance.
Okay, so I got 48.51, I got 1,000, I got 2,000. Did I miss any?
Yeah, one more.
51.82.4, street lighting, reduced by 1,850. So.
Reduce, okay.
Yep. So increase 4,850 total.
Okay, I'll get those from the after.
Yep. Decrease 4,850. So this is a budget neutral change. What this increase in the police line would allow for is 2 8-hour daytime shifts or 3 6-hour daytime shifts, depending on how you want to do it, for 4 months out of the year. We've had suggestions about doing it in the summer or maybe other times, but it will get us 4 months of those weekly additions to daytime shifts, so we can figure out how to best utilize those. The reductions in the other lines are justified because historically there's been sufficient funds to cover the expenses in those categories. So I think this is a responsible thing, and it responds to what was expressed earlier today.
So Guy, you're offering that as an amendment to the
proposed budget.
Right,
we're amending the budget motion, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that, and can we have a roll call vote on that then?
Well, we will, but it's not made and seconded yet.
Still in questions? Okay.
If we have money available for that, I would see it go more towards hiring a full-time grant writer so that we could actually start, going after grants as opposed to spending it more on, a department that has sufficient funding. And I think what we should probably do is let's see if we can take off 2 police officers. Instead of having 2, let's try it. Take one off, put them on the day, mix it up. That way people don't know when, the police are on. Or, change the hours a little bit. Change the hours from 3 till 11 and then throw a couple daytime hours or so on. Mix it up so that, it's not, okay, we know exactly when the police are on and when they're off. That would be my suggestion, as opposed to, raising the budget or changing it. I would rather see that money go more towards going after revitalizing this community.
All right, just so we can move this ahead, are you making this as in the form of a motion to amend the budget?
Motion to amend the budget.
Okay, do I have a second to do that? All right, I'm going to second that motion, and then we'll open it up for continued discussion. Anyone else want to add anything in?
Okay, so disregard the motion for...
Well, no, the motion for the budget is still there. This is the motion to amend the budget.
The motion for the budget is still there. We're just now making a motion to amend the budget.
Correct. Okay, so no more discussion. Poll the board on the amendment. So this is on... Oh, I asked if anybody had anything else.
Go ahead. So everybody understands there's no change to the budget.
Correct.
It's just that we're taking money that out of the budget, and not from different
appropriated from other for other things.
So, it doesn't affect the budget.
Correct.
Okay. I, as a board member, okay, and as a resident of the village, okay, can understand your concerns about added police protection during the day. Okay. But I'm also very concerned too that, and this is as a resident, not as a board member, that I think the village police department needs to be, I don't want to be called, they're being a little too aggressive sometimes, and I can see it outside my house at night. I look out the window and I see a little aggression going on. So the bad taste in other people's mouths, okay, I'm not saying everybody, okay, is because when you do something that people see, everybody hears about it. But when they do something that's great, nobody hears about it. Okay, like saving that person up in Grafton, the dog, okay? We have residents in the village complaining that the dog shouldn't be utilized, okay? How much price can you put on a person's life? Okay, last meeting was $2,200. We need to do away with the dog. Okay, I think I'm worth more than $2,200, okay? So I commend the police department for doing a good job, okay? I'm not asking the police department as a resident to stop, not do their job, okay? They still have to enforce the law. But what happens, I see more and more by people talking to me, the police department discourages business because they're stopping everybody, they're too aggressive, okay? They have to enforce the law, okay? But you can change things. You don't have to write a ticket all the time, okay? Warnings to residents of the village, okay? I can understand 60 miles an hour over the speed limit, 40 miles an hour speed limit coming through. But I think we got to kind of give and take here a little bit, okay? I watch, I stand, I go outside when people stop in front of my house, okay? And I watch the officers, okay, doing their job, but, you know, it's right in front of my house, and I can actually stand there and listen, okay? And some people do give these guys a hard time, but, you know, I don't know how many times they let them go, but I'm just trying to say, you know, we need extra daytime protection. And if it's not going to do anything to our budget, okay, Dave, you want grant writing, okay? If it's a zero-zero thing, okay, we're not adding anything, okay? And we got a lot of people that want more hours, okay? You know, you always...
We got people that want more money spent on grants and, you know, fixing up the community and fixing... Okay. We got more people, you know, who want to work on, you know, putting more money into the sidewalks and... And beautifying our business district.
It's not changing our budget, Dave.
Well, either is putting that money towards our grants, though.
What money?
That's in that same money that we're trying to move over to the police department.
We took money out of appropriations of other lines. We didn't.
Right. What I'm saying is that money that we're taking out of those lines.
You want to put in grant writing?
They can go into revitalization.
Okay. That's all I had to say. Okay. I think. You know, I hear too many, my constituents, okay? My constituents are everybody in the village. Not just a handful that don't like the police department and are people that like the police department. When we're hired as a board member, we're hired to look at the best interests of everybody in the village. I don't say that Lori's my constituent and Missy isn't. They all are. Whether they agree with me or disagree with me, I have to look out for the village board members. I've been out here for 12 years, and, you know, there's certain things that you can't take away from the village residents when a good majority of want it. So, okay. And we did put money away for grant writing.
No, I'm saying, you know, we can actually hire somebody full-time, you know, like I suggest. Sure.
Well, yeah. Any other discussion on this amendment? Missy, would you poll the board on the amendment, please?
Yes. Randy, how do you vote?
I'm in favor of the budget as amended.
As amended, okay. Guy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Charlie?
No.
Dave?
No.
Motion passed.
Any other amendments proposed to the budget? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to pass the budget as amended.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy. Got a second?
Second.
Second by Randy. Missy, would you poll the board, please, for the budget?
Randy?
Yes.
How do you vote? Okay, sorry. Guy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Charlie?
No.
Dave?
Yes.
Okay, next item on the resolutions to approve the Justice Court order.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second
by Randy.
What is that? I don't.
So each year the board is required to audit the books, or not audit, but to review the books of the Justice Court, the bank reconciliations, transfers, and such. Guy and I performed that service and signed off on it, and we found everything to be in order.
Okay.
Yep. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. All right, we don't need the tax overrides or zero increase.
Who motioned that? I was still writing notes.
Guy and Randy.
It was Guy and Randy. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next item has to do with a grant that the police department received, right? This is the grant one? Yeah. The grant the police department received for the purchase of some equipment, which caused their equipment line to go over because it wasn't increased by the amount of the grant, which we should have done ahead of time before the purchase, but we didn't do it, so. But we do it, but it's being covered by grant money, the additional money, so the police department budget did not go over their line. It just, they spent additional monies that they received in a grant. So we're moving $1,549.60 from 3120.1 police and constable personal services to police and constable equipment to cover that.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy, second by Randy. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Approve the baseball parade for April 21st at 9:30 a.m. Does the parade start at 9:30 or 10? Lineups at 9:30, right?
Their application says 9:30 to 11.
Okay.
Motion.
That's good. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Approve the Memorial Day parade May 28th for 2 p.m. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Adjust the April 2018 water bill $105 for parcel 211.12-2-1. Explanation, Missy? Yeah.
Billing error.
Billing error.
Motion.
Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, Officer Jura.
Yep. Officer Jurors, I'd like to make a motion to hire John Jurors Jr. To the police department.
Can you spell his last name, please?
J-U-R-S.
All second.
Right. Motion by Guy, seconded by David. Any questions? Bring him this way around, or?
Well,
you all said
it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Oh, yeah. Good thing you mentioned that. One more thing here. So, if you notice in your treasurer's report, we talked about two lines that were in the red or overdrawn. Line 51. 5110.4 is over by $1,049.25, and 5142.1 personal services for snow removal is over by $754.51. So I'm proposing that we move that amount of money from 5110.2 general repairs equipment, move $1,049.25 into 5110.4 and move $754.51 into snow removal personal services.
Make a second.
Who made the motion?
I made the motion. Oh. And Guy seconds it. So any questions on that? I'm just keeping everything within the line that it was drawn from pretty much. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Yep. Motion to pay bills 319 to 351 in the amount of $14,839.64 in the general fund and $30,557.55 in the water fund and $2,927 paid outside of abstract. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the bills? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion is carried.